Purusha withdraws his glance from Prakriti, then what happens to Prakriti?
Prakriti, as far as that Purusha is concerned, does not bind Purusha. But for others, it continues. For that Purusha, he is liberated. Now Purusha does not get deluded, does not get identified. It has known what is his Prakriti. It has come out of it.
According to Sankhya, the Purushas are many, but are they identical or are they different?
They are all different, but in what the difference lies, Sankhya does not tell us. They are different because even when I am liberated, others may not be liberated. Therefore, I must be different from the others.
The stage of development of the Purusha could be different, but Purusha originally are they?
They are of the same kind. That is, each Purusha is inactive. Each Purusha is luminous, conscious.
But the luminosity gets lost when it gets bound.
That's right. It becomes identified with Prakriti. Is just the opposite of Purusha. Purusha is many, Prakriti is one. Purusha is luminous, Prakriti is unconscious. Purusha is inactive, Prakriti is active. The easy way by which the two are contrasted is the blind man and the lame man. Prakriti is compared to the blind man, and Purusha is compared to the lame man. Lame man cannot walk, therefore is inactive. The blind man can walk. The lame man is not blind. But the one who walks is blind. His Prakriti is blind. Therefore, lame man can ask the blind man to walk on this side or this side. So he has a commanding position. Although he cannot walk, he can direct. This is the analogy which is very often given to explain the relationship between Purusha and Prakriti
of Sankhya.
Now, according to the Bhagavad Gita, Purusha and Prakriti are not two different principles. According to Bhagavad Gita, Purusha is only one. And Prakriti is one with Purusha. It's not different from Prakriti. And Purusha is original. Therefore, Prakriti is also original. If Purusha and Prakriti are one, so although this statement may seem to be identical with the Sankhyan proposition, in the terms of the Gita, this proposition also can stand, that both Purusha and Prakriti are anadi, they are original, because Purusha is one and original, and Prakriti is one with Purusha. So Purusha and Prakriti both are one and both are original. According to Bhagavad Gita, Prakriti is not unintelligent. According to Sankhya, Prakriti is unintelligent, unconscious, is jada. According to Bhagavad Gita, Prakriti is intelligent, conscious. It is what is called in the Gita, para-prakriti, the divine nature, the higher nature. Because the lower nature is originated from the higher prakriti. So, lower nature is not anadi. It is not original. So, when Sri Krishna says it is anadi, it does not refer to the prakriti which is lower. Lower prakriti is derived prakriti. So that which is anadi is one with Purusha. Now here one very important term is not used, but it should be utilized to explain this proposition. The Vedic conception or Vedantic conception of the divine is Satchidananda. Sat Chit Ananda. Now, if you examine the meaning of Sat Chit Ananda, you will find that Sat is existent, Chit is consciousness. But all consciousness is force. There can be no action without consciousness behind it. This is the basic proposition of the Vedanta. All action is a result of consciousness. The greater the consciousness you have, the greater is the potency of action. We are all incapable of action to the highest level that is necessary or possible. It is because we are hardly conscious. The more conscious you become, the greater is the potency of action. All our incapacities of action can be traced to the fact that we are highly ignorant. If you become fully conscious, full of knowledge, then your action will spread out like 1,000 sun's rays. The rays can spread out only from the light. Where there is no light, there can't be rays. So action proceeds always from the sunlight, sunlight of knowledge. Now Sat and Chit. Sat is that which exists. It is this concept of Sat which is translated as a concept of Purusha. Sat is Purusha. And Chit, which is consciousness and force, is Prakriti. The union of Sat and Chit is Ananda. The ultimate reality is Sat, Chit and Ananda. It is only one, but its nature is complex. And this complexity means that it is within itself. It is at once Purusha and Prakriti. Therefore, Sri Krishna says, Prakriti and Purusha are original. Satchidananda is original. Sat is Purusha, Chit is Prakriti. Chit Shakti, Para Prakriti is the same word. We have the concept of Ardhanarishvara. The Ishvara and is himself half male and half female. It is Sat and Chit at the same time. This identity of Sat and Chit, where both are original, but both are one, this is the Gita's view. Sat and Chit are identical, and yet so identical that there can be a relationship between the two.
Depends on Sat and
Sat does not depend upon Chit. Correct. Such is the relationship between the two. The Sat is a support. Without it, Prakriti cannot exist at all. But Sat cannot act without the Prakriti. Such is the dependence of the two, interdependence. Without Sat, Prakriti cannot exist. But without Prakriti, Sat remains unmanifest. For manifestation, Sat is necessary. Therefore, it is only by Purusha and Prakriti that the whole world moves. It is in this sense that Sri Krishna speaks of Purusha and Prakriti both as original, not in the sense in which Sankhya philosophy regards it, where both are different from each other, independent of each other, both are original. Whereas here, the two principles are original, but the two principles are one, although having interrelationship between the two. That is why the concept of Bhagavad Gita is of a substance of reality which is complex. It is one, but it is complex reality. It is like one ray of light, and you can see that ray of light, which is white, when you pass it through spectrum, you see there are seven colors in it. So what is the original color of that ray? It is very difficult to describe. Seven colors combined together, it is one color having seven colors. That's an example to show what is this oneness which is complex. Just as whiteness consists of seven colors, similarly, this reality which is one is double, and actually triple, because Sat and Chit combined together is Ananda. And they are always together. Sat and Chit are always together. Therefore, there is always Ananda. Therefore, the reality is Satchidananda. It is this concept which is behind the Bhagavad Gita. This word is not used in the Gita, Satchidananda, but it's a very prevalent idea in the Vedantic philosophy that ultimate reality is Satchidananda. So this statement, although it may seem to be confirming Sankhya view, it is actually Vedantic Sankhya. It's not a purely Sankhya as we know it now. It's a Vedantic Sankhya which says that Prakriti and Purusha are both original. Now we can move forward. Having said this, now it says, all the modifications and all the qualities and properties are all produced from Prakriti.